Well, let me hear you say mountain.
Fire, what you saying?
Yes, sir. Rastafari, love and blessings, you know?
Serious thing. We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread, online, not in studio, reason the same way. We will be back in the studio, right? But we make sure we have to get a reason same way. Fari, what reason about today?
Well, today we are reason about one of the great black master teachers called Dr. Amos Wilson, who we feel like most youths throughout the course of history never really get exposed to him teachings or even hear the name per se. So we feel like we need to do a justice to shine a light on some of the works and philosophy itself, too, you know?
Yeah, he's definitely a figure everyone should know, specifically the brothers, and this message is to the black men, no disrespect to the women. Farah, before we start, how did you get introduced to Amos Wilson?
Well, actually, I got introduced to Amos Wilson in college because while I was in college at Barrow Manhattan Community College, I used to go to the library and like find different books to read. So I never actually own one Amos Wilson book. Every Amos Wilson book we just borrowed from the library. And the librarian, which is my great mother called Jai, too. She tell me, just keep them as long as you want to bring them come back. So that's how we get introduced to that.
No, that's a vibe, man. I was actually introduced to Amos Wilson by Ayanisha. I've never heard of Amos Wilson in my life prior to Ayanisha.
Yeah, big up Ayanisha.
Yeah, big up Ayanisha. He gave me a book. And after that, we had to delve deep into the archives. And I was able to retrieve 3 books that I found because, you know, how the library vibe go. But I know books that people really on. They on this blueprint for black power, right? I know a lot of people, that's their introduction to Amos Wilson. That's like the pinnacle for them, for Amos Wilson, right? Blueprint for Black Power. There's another one that's very good I want to recommend, The Development of Psychology of the Black Child. These are the 3 that were able to retrieve Russian to Lead a House. So I think this was the first one I was introduced to. African-Centered Consciousness versus New World Order, Garveyism and the Age of Globalism. This is the one iNation gave me. The second book I read was The Falsification of African Consciousness.
That's my favorite one.
See that one, right? Eurocentric History, Psychiatry, and the Politics of White Supremacy. But this one here is my favorite, right? This one here is Issues of Manhood in Black and White, Incisive Look into Masculinity and the Societal Definition of African Man. I'm not saying this is the best book, but to me, this is the most powerful one, in my opinion, and the most inspirational one. For me, there are thousands of powerful Amos Wilson quotes, right? And there's one I really want to touch on.
Before that, keep it hard for you. I really like for that expound on why the book, the connect with that is still in the book. I think of something to jump over.
All right. So the only book I think that inspired me or gave me that fire to the magnitude after reading that book was Marcus Garvey's book, Message to the People. Yeah. That's what's called, Message to the People?
Yes, sir.
All right. But here, how he breaks down manhood, right? But when he breaks down manhood, he clearly talks about the struggle of manhood. Because a lot of men go through struggle and they think something's wrong with them. But that's the natural course of manhood. He spoke about the importance of what they refer to as the rites of passage. But you can go through the rites of passage without being with a elder or traditional rites of passage group, I guess, because life in itself is a rites of passage fire. You get what I'm saying? Like fighting with life, having the resilience to go through life, because what happens is now when things get hard, that vigor, that courage, that zest starts to decline in men. And I think the weeding out process is for you to maintain that during the hard times and to grow and to develop, you know, and he gives a lot of encouraging words and a lot of encouraging advice on how to do that. And also, the responsibility of a man to be a provider and the importance of education, which we're going to talk on in the reasoning, you know?
And I think one of the reasons why if people really are listening to God, whether I just saying nothing, it's not nothing for Passover. That's why I couldn't really just make it slide, because Amos Wilson, for those who don't know, is a psychologist, right? And believe me, work with a portion, a numerous amount of black boys in particular, and see the reaction of black boys towards society, how them get treated within society, and how how there's like almost this cause and effect relationship where him even did a try delving into to understand what it is and how we kind of move forward. So I feel like, say, when it comes to the whole concept of black men, especially within urban societies, we need to understand our real purpose and our role within that society. And then that's almost that self-identification is something we're very important. And I think Amos Wilson do a good job on expounding upon that self-identification as a black male itself and developments within black male. So I think that psychological aspect is one part of it where it add context towards what I mentioned, what's within that book itself too, because working with people and understanding how them think from a, how them operate from a mental perspective, it kind of draw the narrative closer towards ones and ones to just, so I feel like that's a necessary context for add towards the statement, you know?
No, big time. And the book is filled with gems. Every book is filled with gems, right? And I just want to be clear, this is my favorite book. This is the book that inspired me the most. If you think I'm lying, I'm a man, I always put my notes. My gym notes, you know, my little gym notes to get right to it. But one of the things he said that was so profound was the purpose of education, right? And why every culture or every group, especially in a society where you have multiplicity of cultures, can't receive the same type of education because they don't have the same type of problems. Now, this is an extremely important quote because I know there's a lot of criticism of the education system. But this wasn't just geared towards the education system, but the responsibility of the individual. You may have went through the public school system, private school system in America, and yes, you didn't learn things to solve your problems. But you have a responsibility of, as a human being, as a black man, to educate yourself, to solve your problems. First thing you have to do is identify your problems and your shortcomings. And those are things that you will pursue to be educated in. Yeah. The quote is so powerful because it's an ongoing education. And anyone who's a progressive person knows that life is a nonstop education. It doesn't stop. So even if you graduate college, you have a master's, you have a doctorate, you're still educating yourself because there's still things you have to learn about life.
Yeah, a reality.
And the way I internalize is that men themselves have to take responsibility of educating themselves, not just about education in regards to gaining an income, but educating themselves how to be a better person, how to grow spiritually, how to grow mentally, how to be a better father, how to be a better husband, right? These are the things in regards to educating yourself and learning and growing that needs to take place. Is there a problem? You know, are you the best person that you can be? Are you taking care of your body? These are the things you need to be educated in. A lot of people, sometimes we complain about this income. Are you educating yourself to earn more? To relieve stress? Are you educating yourself on how to manage your finances to relieve stress? So that's what Amos Wilson was advocating in regards to education. The purpose of education is to solve problems.
Yeah, and I lie. And I feel like when the whole context of education too, when Amos Wilson did that, he'll say, I think the quote to same way that I mentioned, it mentioned we are to abandon the concept of equal education we really are seek, because we really think about it, the equal education where we are seek, we are trying to level up, as the for lack of better words, we are trying to level up with ones and ones who a system already created for and generated for, as opposed to where we are within this, the context. We don't look at the context whenever we are think about education. So it's almost like, okay, we see Caucasians, white people get a particular education, and as black people, we are say, okay, if them I get the education, then we need to get that education too. Not overstanding, say, it's more of a system that was created by them, for them. So we now I try to squeeze in the midst of that. Not saying that if they are getting knowledge where can develop for them thought process or develop them within a particular system, it we is not supposed to get that, and we're not deserving of that. So I don't want it to be misunderstood that we're not deserving of these things. But I think feel from the context where Amos will still that come from is that there are certain needs, there are certain wants of black people, there are certain the atmosphere, environment we will surround ourselves in, and we need to understand what current atmosphere and environment and enhance with educational level and structure, I think we are gonna make more progress in that in the long run, as opposed to short term, we have to try to compete on a grand scale. And education can be competitive, because the moment we approach education from a competitive standpoint, we're gonna miss out on some vitalities where we're gonna need to enhance with creativity and with development as a people.
How does this acquisition of this information help me in this environment?
Reality.
And where does this information put me in this environment? What position will it put me in? And will it help me get to where I want in this environment? Reality. And what are the limitations of this information that I have, or this information that I'm receiving? And is this the information that I need? Is this information even applicable for me? I really encourage your brothers that you're older now, you already been to school for, it's time to really get on some learning. Because all the information is there. There's no excuse, you know?
It's a one-size-fits-all. I think it's this one-size-fits-all approach where as black people, we're not supposed to, I think, about this one-size-fits-all approach again, because we have to understand our conditions being unique when you compare it to everybody else, especially from an American standpoint, which is where we really are direct the focus, because Amos Wilson teach and direct most of our energy towards youths in America, black youths in America. But when I overstand, say, there's a customization when needed for help we develop, because otherwise from that, what we are going to know, we are going to try to seek the instant validation thing there, and we're gonna start glorifying some of the things them we think, the knowledge them we think, so where I get where that is the know all, the solve all. I will not overstand, so that is not the know all or solve all, because we just learn certain things and we have to take certain things into context too, and stop and process it too. So it's not like, say, okay, let's bring them through the college system, bring them through high school system, then finish 12th grade, okay, bring them through the college system. That in itself might get away within a one and two corporations, we have a degree here and there. But then we now overstand, say, collectively, what we are thinking about the bill collectively, if we not get to stop and process information as it is in, as it is being thrown to us, make sure so that information is actually realistic enough, and then we can move on to the next stage. There is no collective process, so we are going to really take place, you know?
And I want to give you one example with, say, basic financial literacy, right? So, for instance, you know, they have certain percentages in regards to what they say you should use for housing, for cars, and they always have examples of what you could do after school, right? And so I was fortunate enough, I played sports, so I didn't have a student loan, right? And I was in a privileged position. Not only that, I went home, I moved back with my parents after school. One, so a person can't look at my situation and replicate what I do, because I don't have the student loan and I was staying with my parents. So if I'm doing certain stuff, you can't really pre what I'm doing if you're not in that situation. If you have a student loan and you have to pay rent, we can't use a universal law for both people, because we're in different situations. And that's what he means in regards to understanding like your situation and getting educated in that thing. You pre what I'm saying?
It's not a reality.
Yeah, it's just different strokes for different folks. And I know when Kwasi was here, we were speaking about this competition, but that's why people flop out themselves, because one, you're trying to compete with a level of deception, or you're competing with something that fire is just not your category. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different factors that go into certain things, and you're trying to replicate that, and that's just not your lane.
I know one thing I'm realized come off of that though, it make us start celebrate some things where it's not really a win, not to make it sound, not to kind of put the thing too negative, that when we put ourselves in a position that we start celebrate things that aren't necessarily wins, but because we feel like it's a boost with status on an individual level, we start celebrate it, and then it kind of isolate from the collective essence. Like we understand it, you know, the first rule of nature is to preserve oneself, you know. But there's also a duty where we have to do so, uphold ourselves as a people to see, man. Especially when I talk like we say, we are directly reasoning to black men in particular, you know. We have to overstand, say, as a black man, naturally, too, as a man, you have testosterone and you have aggression more than a female would have, same way. So, you know, yourself, if you not understand yourself and have a consciousness within yourself, and then realize how on a collective level men supposed to effectively communicate amongst themselves to and drive towards a shared goal upon a higher level. It'll lead with a celebrate a whole heap of things where it's not really wins, but it's a facade really I can live to and feel good in, and feel so good in the facade. And I feel like when we study master teachers like them, yeah, and a couple of lessons where them have to share, even if we know agree with them perspective or them philosophy 100%, there's so much vast information to take from them philosophy what we can use to apply to our well-being. Yeah,
no, serious thing, Farai. Anyone listening, I do encourage, actually on YouTube there are a lot of great speeches and presentations by Amos Wilson. Sit back and relax, cook some food, drive and listen to them. Very powerful. Probably have to listen to it again because there's so much gems in there to catch it, right? The books we recommend that you check out are Itch More Than Anything. This is my bias. I'm not saying this is the best book, but I just want to be clear for y'all get excited with me. But this one here, Fire, powerful book. Next one here, Falsification. I'll put them in the description. Powerful book. And this one here, powerful book. Also, you have Black Power Blueprint for Black Power. And if you have kids too, this book is like wildly accurate too, by the way. Developmental Psychology of the Black Child. Excellent book, especially if you have children or you plan on having children. You definitely want to read it. And it's funny, you have to laugh on what he talks about, what you see a child doing, you know, and how they respond to the environment, because you'll be shocked. And if you reflect too, the children really internalize racism.
Yes, man.
You know, and they have all these thoughts and doubts. They may not express them, but you can see how they creep up, or you want to support them so they don't creep up, that is, in regards to their self-confidence and how they move about, you know, by internalizing all these messages that they're getting all the time, not only in their interactions in society, but through the media. You know, it messes with their mind where they're constantly seeing other people that don't look like them. And when they see people, they're behaving in a certain manner to this day. Because they think things have changed, but like when you look at these black characters, it's pretty much the same thing. Because Fire, I was talking to my wife the other day about one show we was watching. And this is not the Chris Rock thing we mentioned previously. This is a kiddie show. It's on Netflix. It's a chill show. The show is chill. It's not wild or anything. And they're not trying to indoctrinate the children. But there are two black characters on there fighting. They just on a vibe. And it's like, why? You get what I'm saying? Like, why do they have to behave like this?
It's a whole thing, like you see the book, the other book where you mentioned the whole falsification of African consciousness. It kind of touch pan piece like where them talk tell about like the relationship between black people and the whole Eurocentric history, the way how most black people mind shape, as in, so in, if we put that in a modern context, it would be okay, I'm around these type of people, they expect this particular behavior of me, historically this is what them expect, and this is if I do this I won't be accepted, while if I portray this particular behavior I will be accepted. So you see it start play out in the movie them and thing, because these rules I forget emphasize, and once these rules get emphasized and noticed, then them type of character, that character behavior becomes a trend now, and it will spill over in other movie and things the same way. So that's one thing where I feel like it's the key, if enough most black man in particular is for overstand, say anything where you internalize in your brain, or if you actually feel a particular strain or a struggle, you can't suffer in a silence. Because you see, the moment where you start suffering in a silence and you really start talk out and try to overstand yourself, it'll create a more chaos. And then you're going to give in to the concept of where most people think of you. And then now whatever most people think of you, when them see another person who portray that behavior, it becomes factual to them. You can't tell people again, say, this is not scientific, this is not something where I saw it go. Because they're going to tell us they have a live use case. So it's almost like you're feeding into a system, feeding into a thought process of you as a black male. Because people might tell us, say, yeah, we're about racism and thing, you know, but there's nothing where people feel like a black man in a fire, especially if a black man have an education or him know him strong to a point and firm to a point, you know. People fear that, you know, and then because people fear that now, you have enough black man in himself now where normally you'd think say if people really fear your intelligence, it make you more confident. But because most ones don't want to come off as so revolutionary, automatically make them start change them direction and make them become even more reserved and feel like they're not supposed to have a representation of them thought anymore too.
No, serious thing. And once again, before we leave far, yeah, one more thing you want to say or you good?
No, I feel like we get the point across to see me because the master teacher Amos Wilson is a very powerful teacher where I feel like if people are already aware of the day works, which I feel like a lot of people are not,
true.
I feel like I'm supposed to get up to speed.
No, big time. And once again, we encourage you. I'll put the books in the description if you can check them out. Most like black bookstores have Amos Wilson, you know. Make sure you get the books. Make sure you read them. Also, speeches, if reading's not your thing, we encourage you to read, but if reading's not your thing, there are a lot of speeches online that are very good. There are even some speeches on like Spotify and all these things I noticed too. The audio is not that good, but it's all good. Turn it up. You can hear it, you know?
So they mentioned that fire. No, so one thing without what you must listen, like, yeah, not mention it though. I think I hear a lot of people already who are familiar with Amos Wilson who are not black. Who mentions Amos Wilson as like a racist and true because the concept, the blueprint for black power. When I hear the word black power, it kind of stains something in them brains. So I really want most people who are really fully conscious to the levels they really overstand. Say this concept of black power is not nowhere supposed to counter or is a form of racism where I push towards white people. It's more of an internal building structure. Yeah, so that I really want to make the people them know still.